You know what's really important to F-Series trucks? Aluminum. And so a fire at an aluminum plant would really affect the F-Series trucks, where roughly 40% of the U.S. auto industry's aluminum sheet metal comes from. That is the topic of our Mobility Makers, brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
By the way, I just Googled that. That is true.
Confirmed.
Very important. Confirmed.
That checks out.
Yes.
Keith Naughton, auto business reporter at Bloomberg, joins us now. Hey, Keith.
Good morning.
So this fire broke out last week. How is it affecting Ford?
Yeah, well, you know, it's the second time a fire has broken out at this Novelis plant in New York. And the first fire was in September, and it affected Ford profoundly. They lost about 100,000 units of production of the F-Series, its biggest moneymaker, and they said that cost them about $1.5 billion to $2 billion in the fourth quarter.
And, you know, Ford has already had to pause production for the F-150, the Lightning, the Expedition, the Navigator, and they even warned that, you know, gasoline F-150 output could take a hit. How does Ford juggle that many high-stakes disruptions, you know, all at once without losing some customer confidence?
Yeah, it's the last thing they need, and you just can't underscore how important those products are that you just listed, Lloyd. The F-Series is the biggest moneymaker, and this is both the F-150 and the Super Duty. And then those two SUVs, the Lincoln Navigator and the Ford Expedition, they're the big SUVs. All of them have aluminum body panels that come from this plant in New York that, you know, had the fire in September and then again last week. So when that the news of that fire of last week happened, Ford's stock just tanked.
Well, and then you've got, you know, whenever there's an incident like this at one of their materials facilities, all these automakers just hold their breath. Like, they're just hoping that it's not too bad or the damage isn't too extensive. I mean, they're counting every penny here.
Exactly. And so when that second fire broke out last week, everybody thought, oh my gosh, we're going to have another big hit to Ford's earnings. They're going to lose more production of the F-Series. But fortunately, they were able to resolve that fire quickly and restart production, or restart their efforts to get production going again. The plant has been down since September. So at the end of the week, Ford and Novelis together said the plant was back up and running.
So what does it mean for Ford shares?
Yeah, so what's happened since then, Jamie, is Ford shares have risen. They made up all the losses from last Thursday when the news broke of this fire, almost all of it on Friday. They were up again yesterday. So the investors are reassured that this second fire won't be as bad as the first fire, and that Ford will get back to making F-Series pickup trucks. They still won't be able to make up everything that they lost, but they're putting on an extra shift at the Rouge, and they're adding production down in Kentucky, so they're going to try and get back as much as they can.
All right, Keith Naughton, auto business reporter, thank you for joining us for Mobility Makers. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You know what I'd always say? This is 'tis the season for those car commercials where people apparently are gifting each other cars with giant red bows on them.
Oh, man.
Never happened in my
really?
Life.
Really?
Talk about an unrealistic expectation.
Yeah.
Like, you walk out, it's all snowy in these commercials, and they're like, oh, my God, you got me a car.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened.
Here's this Lexus. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Merry
yeah.
Christmas.
Like, it is Lexus-based.
Okay. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Or Range Rover or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving holiday. Like, a lot of people are going to be traveling. Nearly 82 million are projected to travel at least 50 miles from November 25th today to December 1st. That's an increase of 1.6 million people compared to last year's holiday. That's according to AAA. I'm in that group. I'm going to head to Pittsburgh with my family. Very excited.
Oh, nice.
You're driving?
Cool.
Driving.
Okay, yeah.
When it comes to flying, the FAA lifted its directive that called for an emergency reduction in flights. So we're supposed to be back to business, returning to operation normally. But, you know, Sean Duffy had a press conference yesterday, and he was like, look, this is right after a shutdown. People are back to work, but let's all bring civility back to the airports. Maybe dress a little better.
I think, again, I call this just maybe dressing with some respect. You know, whether it's a pair of jeans and a decent shirt, I would encourage people to maybe dress a little better, which encourages
encourages us to maybe behave all a little better. Let's try not to wear slippers and pajamas as we come to the airport. I think that's positive.
Okay. I endorse this.
So you're down for that, right?
I don't need to see you in your SpongeBob SquarePants pajama pants walking around Detroit Metro. Please, for the love of God, put on some jeans.
I think this is a great idea. I also co-sign this. I think that we should, you know, if we all dress a little nicer, maybe we'll act a little better. But there's no way this guy could say this to people and tell them what to wear.
No. Yeah. But, yeah. I
could we sign an EO? I mean.
Well.
Go get the pen.
I'm just saying.
Now, the weather is, in certain places might be a little sketchy, too. So that may slow down.
Well, let me explain this to you. We are going to experience a clipper. And this is a fast-moving, low-pressure system. Yep. I'm waving
what
my arms.
What are you doing?
Well,
okay. I didn't know he was a weather person, too.
Should see the hand motion.
It's coming down.
It's like he's at the green screen.
It's going to bring a cold shot of air up to the western part of Canada, into the border with Montana, and it should be to us tomorrow morning.
Look at you.
I don't know. I just read that and then just did the arm motion. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but that is going to complicate
things. Per Lloyd's point, there's going to be some weather.
Yeah.
According to NPR, if you're driving, the best times to hit the road for the holiday will be before noon on Tuesday. Well, I'm not going to make that. And 11 a.m. on Wednesday to avoid backups. When returning home, travelers are advised to start driving before noon and any day except Monday. The Sunday after Thanksgiving likely will have heavy traffic most of the day.
So of those almost 82 million people that are going to be traveling, 6 million, a little over 6 million are going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Still a lot of people. I mean, that's a big influx into the airports.
Yeah. And then Sean Duffy, I believe I heard him say during that press conference about the bonuses that they were going to be giving out.
Yeah,
air traffic controllers who
Yeah, it was interesting to only give it to like a 7% of them who did come to work every day during the shutdown. That's been a topic of discussion for sure.
So you're driving to Pittsburgh.
Yes.
That's like a what, four-ish hour drive?
Four
and a half, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. You just get on the turnpike and boogie down.
You go to Toledo, you hang a left. Those are the directions.
Right, it's very simple.
That's it?
Okay. It is very simple.
All right. Okay.
That is the turnpike, right? Or is that south?
Yeah, that's the turnpike.
It
so once you get to Toledo, you get on the turnpike.
Got it. Yeah. Well, good.
Get your easy pass ready, everybody.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly.
So coming up, we are going to continue to remain in the holiday spirit. I saw this carriage with a tree arriving at the White House and Melania welcoming it. That's from here. It's from Michigan. And we're going to talk to the tree farm next on JR Morning.